Welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for this day. Today, our prayer is centered on anointed by the mighty God for power. We are to reflect on this title, saying that the mighty God empowers us to do exploits and manifest his power. Don't forget that we are still in the season of mighty God, Psalm 95, verse 3. For the Lord is a mighty God and a mighty king over all the gods. If our God is mighty, making us in his image, empowered by the Holy Spirit, we are empowered to do exploits and manifest his power. And let's note that down, that we manifest his power, not our power, his power. And as we learned the other time, that the day Adam left God and went after things, he missed it all. And so let's always remember that it's about who we are connected to, our Father in heaven, who is our mighty God. Now, Acts 1:8 makes it so clear to us that, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. So you see the purpose of the power clearly there. Empowered to do exploits by being witnesses unto Christ Jesus. So whatever skill, whatever abilities, whatever power you have been given, it is to be witnesses unto our King Jesus. Maybe you've been given some opportunities to be in certain locations or to have access to certain individuals. It's to be a witness unto our dear Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord grant us grace to be witnesses unto him wherever we are, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We look at our first prayer topic here. Father in heaven, empower us for signs and wonders. Signs and wonders. We see in Luke chapter 4, verse 14. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. We often go for fame, we will go for influence, without going for the right source, being the Holy Spirit. We rather go for the outcome and not for the power that causes the outcome. So today we are correcting this, praying that Father in heaven, empower us for signs and wonders by your Holy Spirit to be witnesses unto you. Every influence coming from our lives should be witnesses unto you. Please lift up your voice wherever you are and begin to pray.
Lord, empower me,
in the name of Jesus.
Jesus, for signs and wonders by your Spirit, as in Acts 1 verse 8. Lord, we release Jesus as you have come to me, as in Jesus, as you name me, for signs and wonders. Jesus, for signs and wonders. Jesus, for God's presence, for signs and wonders.
Our second prayer, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20. We are praying that, Father in heaven, let your power be evident in our lives and ministries. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the power of God be evident in our lives. In the name of Jesus, so that we can be effective witnesses. Lift up your voice and begin to pray wherever you are. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let your power, Spirit of the living God, let your power be evident in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We are praying also from Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, which reads that, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Surely it is by the spirit of God, and not by our flesh. There are many ways in which we want to see the power of God made evident in our lives, in touching others, transforming the lives of others, impacting lives where people can break away from addiction. People who don't love are not forthcoming with the things of God. They would be inspired by the power of the Holy Spirit to be active, to also become witnesses. Those who have been held bound by all sorts of issues, that they will be liberated. Those who haven't heard the word of God at all, whether they encounter music from us or they encounter us in person, that the power of the Lord through all that we do will bring transformation to their lives, right down even to our families, everywhere we go, to our business, where we work, our workplaces, our schools. We want to see the power of God transform people even through our lives. And so certainly it is not just by the flesh. No, the spirit must take charge, and the spirit must actually lead us, driving us as to where to go, what to do, what to say. And so we are praying according to Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. I've explained why we need to pray this prayer. So pray with understanding, and praying being in the spirit. And as we do this, the Lord will empower us. Lift up your voice and begin to pray wherever you are.
Father, in the name of Jesus, let your
Lord, empower all I do. Lord Jesus, be it with me as I pass by the name of the songs of God. Lord Jesus, the encounter will come with impact in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, may the generation cannot be done by us, God, but by your Spirit, Lord Jesus. Therefore, Holy Spirit, as you empower Jesus. Because you came up for Jesus and you went about doing good and there was impact everywhere you went. Jesus, so I desire God to be led by the Holy Spirit of God and to also be filled with Spirit and function in the name of Jesus. That your power be evident to God wherever we go, doing good, doing the working out, and restoring others, restoring of hope, increase and faith, Lord, that your word will take root and hearts of God and men will be transformed, our addictions will break in the mighty name of Jesus, healing signs and wonders in the mighty name of Jesus.
Praise in Jesus' name. If you are here, you are listening right now, it is not by chance. It is just the Lord making it possible that you hear this call. Each and every one of us someday is called by the Lord. It is up to us to receive Him and believe on Him. When we do that, we get access to eternal life by Him making us the children of God. Today, if you want to be the child of God, if you don't want to be just a sinner bound to hell, that after death you still inherit death, eternal death, that must not be your portion. When eternal life is freely accessible by believing and receiving our dear Lord Jesus Christ. Today all you have to do is believe in your heart and say this short prayer after me, and you'll be translated into the kingdom of our dear Lord Jesus Christ. So please, let's pray. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I come before your throne today. I stand before you a sinner unable to save myself. Today, I cry out unto you, Jesus, Son of the living God, save me. From this day, I choose to be your servant, to serve you alone. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Lord, empower me to live a life that is pleasing unto you. A life, Lord, that is directed by your Holy Spirit, that is in fulfillment of your word. I give you all the praise and I thank you that from this day, I am born again. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for this time in His presence. We thank Him that He has heard us and He has done that which we requested. In Jesus' name. Going in deep, oh, my one hour day, Jesus, none more. Need.
Give your life to Christ in this service. You are welcome to the family of God. Please contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God richly bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unseen and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. as you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Go music. Stand out with God.